Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump says again that he would be open to taking foreign information on his political rivals, this during an interview with Fox and Friends this morning. President says there's no way to know if the information should be reported to law enforcement without looking at it first. For more on this, we're joined by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Mayor, do you ever seek any information from a foreign power? Or take any information from a foreign power?
Why don't you ask me another question?
How did you deal with the heat this week, Mayor? How was that?
Donald Trump is the best at walking away from what is a clearly disaster in his public utterances. And I maintain that he had no idea what he was saying when he said the original words that prompted the whole story. Obviously, nobody in public life would admit to taking information dirt on their opponent, period, and particularly if it came from some foreign source. That cook told him about it.
You know, when we first came in this morning, there was a banner on CNN saying that the president was backpedaling. And then about 20 minutes later, he was doubling down on how it was right for him to take that information.
That's because, as I said at the outset, he really didn't understand his own answer. His intent clearly was not to get himself in more trouble.
What Mayor Brown may be alluding to is Mayor Brown's own penchant for like exactly deconstructing the sentence. In other words, take information, yes. Take information foreign, maybe. Take information foreign power. I didn't hear the last word. So he would take information from foreign. And, you know.
Well, Phil, it's really difficult.
Oh, you said power? What kind of power? Are we talking about government power here?
Horsepower?
A business power?
You know, when you're running and you're desperate and somebody comes by and says, oh man, I got some stuff on your opponent. Just think about all the, please don't tell me. I've got to call the FBI. Nobody does that. I mean, it's pure and simple. You listen. What you do with it then becomes what we ought to be concerned about.
And what you would do with something like that is you would possibly listen. And then you'd call the FBI, and then you'd call KCBS and everybody else and leak the fact that you just called the FBI because somebody just handed you all this dirt on your opponent. So the dirt gets out, you're cleared with the FBI, and you're looking like you're playing ball.
I don't think you did it orderly, Phil. I think you called the press first and then the FBI.
Mayor, you seem to indicate that part of President Trump's problem or issue here is speaking as he does off the cuff, without perhaps thinking about what he's saying before he speaks?
Well, when you're without the ability to think, your alternatives are pretty short.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.